These 302 offences last year against under-18s in Kent is particularly concerning. We know that young people are often feeling ashamed when they are victims of these particular types of crimes. You know, they receive messages such as "go back home," even when they're from this country. And it really impacts on things such as their self-esteem. It can impact on mental health issues as well. So we are seeing more and more young people feeling depressed or turning to coping mechanisms such as self-harm because of this.
Absolutely, and particularly young children, as it's been pointed out in the findings, they become too afraid to even tell their parents about what's happened to them. And you point out a number of different issues. What could be those long-term impacts of being racially abused for a young child?
I think it can have a devastating impact on young children. I think generally this type of crime creates further division within society, but in terms of the individual impact, it can be extremely hurtful to them, and we've seen that can lead to long-term anxiety issues, self-esteem issues, right into adulthood. So this isn't just about a single, you know, isolated incident. It is that longer-term impact that can really damage a person for life. You know, children are, for example, being told to go back home. They're being verbally abused on the streets. It can even become physical as well because they look different, so they are struggling to fit in. They can become isolated because of that. It might be, you know, that they are being bullied at school because they are seen as different. So it really is a variety of lots of different things, all with this devastating impact on the child and young person.
How does Kent compare to the rest of the country and the UK?
UK-wide, there were 10,500 offences. This is a problem across the country, and it is something for officials and for society within Kent in particular to think about these 302 offences last year and how we're sending out that message that adults, if they do see children being racially abused, bullied, that they do intervene and that they do take a stand against this type of crime.
What do you think needs to be done on top of that in order to bring these figures down?
It's about us as a whole society responding to this in a way that shows that it is unacceptable for children to be the victims of these particular race hate offences and these race hate crimes, and that if people do see this happening in the street, that they are challenging it, and that we're having a more general conversation about how unacceptable this type of behaviour is, whether that be child on child or adult on child.